recalling the arrival of Imam Khomeini from exile. Greetings, dear listeners, on the advent of a historic day which changed the destiny of Iran by ushering in light and dispelling darkness. It is the day that spelled the end of the British-installed and American-backed Pahlavi regime, as millions of Iranians converged on Tehran's Mehrabad International Airport to welcome home from years of exile their beloved leader with the now famous verses in Persian, Rahbar Mahbub Khalq as Safar Oyat. Div chobirun rabad fereshte darayat. Translated into English, it reads, "From exile has returned the beloved leader. At the approach of the angel, the devil has fled." Stay with us for a special feature on the historic 12th of Bahman, corresponding to 1st of February. The above couplet is indeed sweet music to our ears. It is part of a poem that is being aired since last night on all Iranian radio and television channels. It reminds us of the memorable arrival in Iran of the father of the Islamic Revolution, the late Imam Khomeini, exactly 39 years ago on this day, from France, where Imam Khomeini, God bless his soul, had stayed on a visa for some 3 months towards the end of his 15-year-long exile. Spent in Holy Najaf, besides the sanctified shrine of the Commander of the Faithful, the epitome of social justice, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. We all remember how millions of Iranians had converged on the streets leading to Mehrabad International Airport on this day in 1979, to catch a glimpse of their beloved leader, spreading roses on the streets, whilst many accompanied him straight away to Behesht-e-Zahra Cemetery, from where he prepared to address the nation. Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, was the cynosure of all eyes throughout the world, as the international media focused upon his charismatic personality waiting for some sort of sensation in Iran, especially when the Pahlavi regime, or more properly, the administrative apparatus of the Shah's prime minister, Shapur Bakhtiar, was apparently intact and thundering threats, the unguarded Imam and his millions of unarmed followers neither dug trenches nor went for weapons arsenals. Straight away, he drove from airport to Behesht-e-Zahra Cemetery, which was blooming with more and more new graves every day, as the regime continued its killing spree in Tehran and other cities, under orders of its masters in the United States and the illegal Zionist regime. The Imam chose the resting place of the apparently dead to address the world of the seemingly alive, all over the world where consciousness had long frozen, nay, became lifeless. Every word he spoke has been diligently recorded and is punctually aired and screened every year and does not need to be repeated here, including his emphasis on the establishment of the Islamic Republic, his calling of the United States the Great Satan, and his promise of support to the oppressed people of Palestine. It is worth recalling that many of the self-acclaimed analysts and politicians chuckled at the words of the black-turbaned and white-bearded man in his late 70s. They didn't give him much chance of survival, let alone success. They thought he was daydreaming. Most in the West were convinced that he would soon be taken care of by the American-trained Iranian military, or pushed into the sidelines by a new brood of Western-educated and supposedly democratic-minded self-styled revolutionaries who were now pouring into Tehran from Paris, London, Bonn, New York, etc., to try to take over the country as one of those puppet republics. But how wrong they were. We of course mean the analysts, the politicians, the experts, the Iran watchers, who saw developments in the world only through the stained glasses of either the capitalist in Washington or the communist in Moscow. The words of the sage of the age, from the abode of the seemingly dead to the ears of the apparently alive, continue to reverberate until this day, transcending time and place. The Imam's arrival had ushered in the 10-day dawn celebrations that culminated in the triumph of the grassroots Islamic movement of the Iranian people on 22nd of Mahman, by throwing into the dustbin of history the remnants of the repressive Pahlavi potentate who, like the devil, had fled Iran over a fortnight ago on news of the imminent return to Iran of the angelic Ayatollah. Imam Ruhollah Mousavi Khomeini, as a loyal servant of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, and the infallible Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, not only ended domestic despotism, but delivered Iran from foreign hegemony. It was his firm resolve to return to Iran in spite of the threats to his life by Prime Minister at the time Shapur Bakhtiar and the top brass of the anti-people armed forces that broke the back of the Shah's regime and helped Iran and the Iranians to discover their Islamic and revolutionary roots, much to the chagrin of the enemies of Iran and the enemies of Islam. The Imam spoke with conviction and succeeded in establishing the uniquely popular religious system of government in Iran that over the past four decades has confidently weathered the plots, conspiracies, assassinations of senior officials, terrorism, sanctions, oil embargoes, and eight-year devastating war imposed by the United States through its agent, Saddam, of the Ba'ath minority regime, and now the threats and theatrics of the Don Quixote in the White House, Donald Trump. In other words, Iran and the Iranians are and will always remain indebted to Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, for the steady progress of the country, which today has achieved self-sufficiency in all spheres, including in heavy industries, medicine, stem cells, space, and aerospace exploration, nuclear energy, nanotechnology, missile development, etc. In retrospect, whether today's politicians, analysts and experts of the West like it or not, it is crystal clear that the Islamic Republic of Iran is the epitome of practical reality, whilst the Islamic Revolution, which continues its inspirational awakening of the masses in the region and beyond, an undeniable fact. The astounding progress of Islamic Iran in all fields, including its profound influence on cultural, social, intellectual and political developments outside the borders of Iran, is proof positive of the far-sighted vision of Imam Khomeini. In other words, the fact that the Islamic Republic of Iran is the mainstay in the region and beyond and has exposed hypocrites and terrorists as godless cowards is due to the foresight of the person who lived and breathed Islam and left no stone unturned in fostering Shiite-Sunni solidarity through the Islamic Unity Week on the Holy Prophet's birthday and mobilizing the Islamic Ummah worldwide for the cherished goal of liberating occupied Palestine and Islam's former Qibla from the yoke of the despicable Zionists by designating the last Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan as International Quds Day. The Imam predicted the end of communism And indeed, it is no more. He foretold the eventual collapse of capitalism, and indeed today capitalism is on its last legs in the West. The Imam prophesied the weeding out of the cancerous tumor called the Zionist regime, and its death throes are evident today. The West, the Zionists, and the tottering Arab reactionary states got together to create the Frankenstein monster called Takfiri terrorism, in a hopeless bid to try to undermine the wave of awakening unleashed by the Islamic Revolution. The legacy of Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, ably shouldered by the present leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, inspired Iranians and the regional people to defeat these devilish hordes in Syria and Iraq. In a desperate attempt that speaks of sheer frustration and intellectual bankruptcy of the United States, especially of its new president Donald Trump, a group of thugs, traitors and terrorists were made to infiltrate the peaceful protests of a few dozen people and cause acts of vandalism, which, thanks to the awareness of the Iranian Muslim masses, was thoroughly defeated. Today, as we mark the 39th anniversary of the 10-day dawn, we are confident that sooner than expected, the cannibalist elements who tear out the organs of their victims to eat raw, who kill innocent toddlers by bashing their heads on rocks, who rape and sell women, who trigger bomb blasts in mosques, and who destroy the sanctified tombs of prophets and the companions of the seal of prophets, will be completely weeded out from all neighbouring countries by the awakened Muslims of the region, inspired by the system of government envisaged by the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, for paving the path for the advent of the promised saviour of mankind, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, for establishment of a global government of peace, prosperity and justice.